Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Murder at the Racetrack, original tales of mystery and mayhem down the final stretch from today's great writers, by Otto Penzler, performed by Phil Giganti and Natalie Ross. For Elmore Leonard, a great hard-boiled writer, a great soft-boiled friend. Introduction by Otto Penzler. What is it about horse racing that makes it seem so out of kilter? Here we have exquisitely beautiful animals, upon whom are lavished all the care that most men don't even offer their wives. It's an outdoor sport, mainly reserved for warm sunny days, with bright green lawns in the infield and leafy old trees beyond. Yet if there's a dirtier sport than horse racing, one with more fixes than Needle Park, and let's get this straight, professional wrestling has as much to do with sports as Dennis Rodman has to do with splitting the atom, I have yet to discover it. Even boxing, which has the reputation of being crooked, is purer than a 7-year-old Pakistani bride compared with the sport of kings. There are good reasons for an owner to want his horse to lose a race. The more times a big old stallion steps into the gate and comes up short, the longer the odds are for the next race. A sudden victory with long odds can pay off very handsomely if a clever fellow has placed a substantial bet on that very outcome. It's almost impossible to count the ways in which an owner, or a trainer, not to mention the occasional jockey, can stop a horse from winning. Various chemicals can slow down a horse, and so can the wrong food. A long run in the middle of the night probably won't have a positive effect on a horse's stamina the next afternoon. You don't want